Sure.
Essay, I guess you could call it. I'm turning 35. Last month, the 17th of December, I turned 35 years old. Since then, I've been kind of fucked up in the head. Part of the fucked upness is that I never expected to live to see 35, so actually seeing 35 come seems, well, off the scale. And I've been having trouble seeing that cliched glass being half full instead of half empty. I keep hearing in my head, shit man, your life is officially half over now. I keep hearing, here's where it all starts to turn to shit. And I hear my stomach bitching due to too many years of hard drinking, and I'm afraid to go to the doctor for fear of him saying that I must stop drinking and eating like crap. I feel my lungs rattle and wheeze while I sleep, awaking to an hour of coughing, never admitting to any doctor that I'm a pack a day or still. I guess it'll come down to blood that'll be the thing that makes me quit drinking and smoking, you know, coughing or puking it. I hear songs on the radio that remind me of my childhood and have to turn the songs off due to the obscene feeling of loss they give me. I see the new lines on my face and the gray hairs in my beard and the constant aching of the joints in my hands and my trashed back. Yeah, half empty. But then I remember a couple of things. I recall that Bukowski didn't start writing poetry until 35, and I've been at it strong for 20 years now. And I remember 6 months ago when I met this amazing woman who keeps telling me that my life is just now starting and reminding me that I have 4 spoken word albums and 1 jazz album to my credit, and that the sky's the limit now. And you know, she's right. All I need is a bit of refocusing of my lenses. All I need is the people I call my friends. All I need is the balls to endure regardless of the slowing physical ability. All I need is a piano, a pen, a recording device, paper, beer, her, and the attitude that during this half of my life I'm not going to be quite the fuck up I was in the other half. Bottoms up, babies. Take the brown and turn it upside down.
You're inside out.
Oh, okay. I get it. And if you want me to, I'll do a little impromptu of this. But you're gonna have to pause the music. One pick there.
Oh, the red one.
Yeah, I like that one. It's a little softer.
You know, you should look through my case here, because I have some that are like that.
I like this one.
But just look different, or I have some that might even be even more pleasing.
I'm fine with this.
Like the yellow. It's my smiling alien.
Something that I still have passion for after all these years. Although people say that it's substandard, too noisy. I don't think so.
See this needle? See my hand? Gently, paper sleeve. Oh my joy, only you can serve conceit. What's so big? From Pearl Jam, which I never did own on vinyl.
You're so warm. Oh, you won't lay down your crooked arm.
There's got to be a different way to play that. Not well, the bar chord.